The students occupied the South Sudanese embassy premises in the Zimbabwean capital Harare in August, shutting down its operations to protest what they called dire living conditions and the government's failure to pay student stipends since 2018. The first group of students to return from Zimbabwe arrived at Juba International Airport on November 1st. John Mabil, who graduated with a law degree from Zimbabwe's Midland State University in July, says life was tough in Zimbabwe.
We do not get any assistance from anywhere because, you know, Zimbabwe is a part of a country which we do not usually have our relatives or any family member or friend who could give us an assistance. So we were in a dire situation of coming home.
A majority of the returning students have traveled to their villages and hometowns to be with family and loved ones. Mabil says he was not able to travel to his hometown of Bor because he has to make sure the government writes to the Zimbabwean government requesting that officials there instruct the universities to release the 28 students' academic certificates and transcripts. Mabil says he and his colleagues have been meeting with Foreign Affairs Ministry officials and Abdel Baghi, the vice president in charge of the service cluster, to ensure that the government writes to Zimbabwe.
That letter is underway going to Zimbabwe, and as soon as it reaches, they are actually very positive that our results are going to be released. The content of the letter is instructing the government of Zimbabwe to release our documents. The letter is acting as a security in case the government of South Sudan fails to fulfill its obligation, then they will have to take some legal measures.
Mabil is also calling on the South Sudan government to clear the arrears it owes Zimbabwean universities so that students can receive their certificates and return home. South Sudanese Liberio Yanga graduated with a degree in tourism from Zimbabwe's Midland State University. He says he is glad to be back home and hopes to contribute to developing the country's tourism sector, which he says is lagging behind other countries on the continent.
For the tourists to come, they need a nice place, a nice road, all the development. For someone to come, like they will see everything, something that can attract them, something that can motivate them to come. When those things that motivate them to come, they're not there. So many tourists, they will not come.
In an earlier interview with South Sudan in Focus, Charles Lotara, a South Sudanese who graduated from the Great Zimbabwe University last year, said more 170 students who graduated from six different Zimbabwean state universities over the past 5 years have not received their certificates and transcripts because the South Sudan government has yet to clear its areas in those universities. Lotara said the government is losing skilled human resources when it ignores its commitment to pay students' fees on government scholarships.
These students who are roaming the streets, these are students who can still be good human resources to the country. These are students who need to be taken seriously. They can make positive contributions to the development of the country. The government should not relax. The government must stand up and shoulder its responsibility. Of course, we have been through COVID-19, but even before COVID-19, this challenge was already there, but no one even thought of addressing it.
About a dozen other South Sudanese students who have been studying on government scholarships in Cuba have been stuck there with no money for food, transportation, or other basic needs. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.